Chapter 2, February. Styles threw open the door before Derek could even knock and stood there with a wide grin on his face. So was I right?
Right about what?
Derek asked, feigning innocence as he pushed past Styles into the house. Styles followed him and flopped down into the corner of the couch, his arms spread over the back.
Right about your photo shoot. They make you pose shirtless, didn't they?
Derek sighed and dropped his bag onto the coffee table. Do you know how weird it is to have makeup on your abs? He said finally, and Styles cracked up, doubling over.
No, I can't say that I do, he said, practically wheezing for breath as he fought through another round of giggles. Please, enlighten me.
I'd rather not, Derek said, wrinkling his nose. He poked Styles in the side on his way to sit down, and he squirmed away, batting at his hand.
Holy shit, you're ticklish.
Styles froze, and Derek hesitated for only a split second before launching at him, pinning him with one hand while the other mercilessly tickled his ribs.
Uncle!
Styles cried out immediately, trying to shove Derek off.
I'm just a puny writer! This is no not fair fight!
Derek rolled his eyes, but moved off him to sit at the other end of the couch.
You're not puny, he said, his gaze sliding over Styles' broad shoulders.
But his considering stare probably lasted a few seconds too long, and he looked away, his cheeks flushing. Styles ran a hand through his hair and took an exaggerated deep breath.
Man, you're gonna need to stop doing that.
No promises, Derek said, and Styles kicked his thigh with his foot.
So besides the blatant objectification, how was it?
Derek shrugged.
Fine, I guess. It was weird. Really weird, actually, but whatever.
Do you know what they're going to do with the pictures?
I have no idea.
Well, I, for one, hope we get a giant billboard on the PCH, Styles said, grinning, and Derek winced.
Good God, I hope not.
So what's in the bag? Styles asked, jerking his chin towards the drawstring bag on the coffee table.
Oh, nothing, he said with a shrug. It was supposed to be for you, but I decided to save it for people who don't make fun of me.
Styles snorted as he reached for it.
Please. Like there are any of those people around.
You're stuck with me, dude. I'm the best you're gonna get.
You are ridiculous, Derek said, but he didn't disagree.
Styles rifled through the bag.
Wow, really? Under Armour stuff? This is for me?
They gave me a bunch, Derek explained. And some of it's too small.
So you take pity on your puny writer friend, Styles finished, grinning.
Thanks, dude.
Derek rolled his eyes.
We're the same height.
Yeah, but I don't weigh 200 pounds, he said, absently, as he continued to rummage through the bag.
Seriously, though, thanks. This is awesome. The perks of being your friend are already coming into fruition.
Derek huffed, but Styles was genuinely smiling at him, and he knew he didn't mean anything bad by it.
He'd never had a friend like Styles, someone that he so immediately connected with. Even Erica took a little while to become close to.
And while Derek was
very thankful to have Boyd as a teammate and a friend, it was still different somehow.
Yeah, he said, after way too long a pause.
You're welcome.
Styles, oh my God, I am on a date with this guy and it is the worst. He is mansplaining. Styles, he tried to talk to me about publishing of all things and I'm just like, flat face. Styles, and he seems to have no idea that I find him completely dull. Derek, well, he's probably getting the picture if you're texting. Styles, no, he's in the bathroom. I'm trying to enjoy my 90 seconds of freedom. Derek, you should just leave. Styles, ugh, I know. That's bad date karma, though. Derek, what goes around comes around. Derek, but hopefully not with this guy. Styles. The dude's got jokes! Praise hands. Styles. Oh, shit, he's coming back. Pray for me.
Derek yawned and rested his head against the back of the couch. Game of Thrones was over, and this was about the time he usually left. But he'd had 3 beers and should probably wait a little bit longer before he drove home. Styles was in the same tipsy boat, it seemed, with the loose-limbed way he was slouched on the couch, his socked feet propped up on the coffee table.
So you survived your shitty date, I see, Derek said, and Styles snorted.
Yeah, Barely, but whatever, it happens, he said, shrugging. That's what you get with Tinder, I guess. Derek grimaced, and Stiles must have caught it because he laughed. Yeah, I guess you can't really do the whole online dating thing, huh? You'd probably just get fans or people who wanted to date you because you're rich or whatever. Been there, done that already, he said, scratching at his beard, and Stiles' eyebrows shot up in surprise. Long story. But I wouldn't want to do it anyway, believe me. It sounds awful. Yeah, I don't really like it myself. I'm kind of more of a relationship person. And it seems like most of the guys on there are just looking for not that. That sucks, Derek said genuinely, and Stiles shrugged. New city, hard to meet people, whatever. So what about you, man? What about me? Erica says you have girls hanging off you all the time. I mean, obviously, Stiles said, gesturing, and Derek rolled his eyes, trying to hide his blush. That's a little dramatic. She also said you don't really date anyone. That's true, he said slowly, unsure about where this was going. So what then? Lots of one-night stands? Fuck buddies? Friends with benefits? Derek couldn't hold back his look of distaste. No. Not really. So, no one? Suddenly uncomfortable, Derek shifted on the couch. Yeah, he said, shrugging as he attempted to look natural. I guess. Stiles nodded, his lower lip caught between his teeth. Cool, cool. What? Derek challenged. You think I'm some sort of freak? Stiles recoiled, his face drawn tight, and held both hands out. God, no, of course not. What the hell, dude? Ugh, sorry, Derek said with a humorless chuckle. He cracked his neck. Habit, I guess. There's basically no faster way to alienate yourself from a locker room than to admit you aren't getting laid all the time. Stiles grimaced. No, that's totally cool with me, dude. I promise. Obviously. It went silent for a minute, and Derek avoided eye contact, instead staring at the blue and gray stripes on Stiles' socks. I just have so many questions, Stiles blurted out, and Derek couldn't hold back the laugh. You can ask. Okay, Stiles said, pulling one leg underneath himself and turning toward Derek. So, wait, are you drunk? Am I verbally taking advantage of you right now? Derek rolled his eyes. No, I'm not drunk. You're fine. We don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, he said quickly, and Derek believed him. No, it's fine. Okay, he said, tilting his head. Are you asexual? Demi? I don't know what any of that means, Derek admitted, and Stiles laughed, not unkindly. Well, asexual is just like it sounds. No real sexual attraction or interest at all. Derek thought about it. He liked to jack off. Kind of a lot, actually. And he was definitely not uninterested in sex. His cheeks warmed, and he cleared his throat. No, don't think that's it. Stiles laughed and poked him in the side, as if he knew exactly what Derek had been thinking about. Hell, he probably did. Derek just rolled his eyes. What was the other one? Demisexual. It means that you don't really have an urge to have sex with someone unless you know them really well. Derek tilted his head. Maybe. That's a thing? Yeah, Stiles said with a little laugh. Haven't you heard? Everything is a thing. I just thought I was weird, Derek admitted. I mean, I'm not going to argue you on that point, but it's not because of your sexuality. Derek huffed and shoved him over, but Stiles went easily, laughing. I need more water before I drive home, he said, carefully getting to his feet. You want some? Yeah, Stiles said as he stretched out fully, taking up Derek's vacated space. I love that you're not a guest anymore and you can just get stuff for yourself. You're such a charming host, Derek called out over his shoulder, and he ignored Stiles' snort. He grabbed two glasses from the cabinet by the sink and filled them at the fridge, slowly drinking one before he filled it again. Okay, Stiles said once he came back. Well, you're one to talk because I have literally never seen your apartment. Derek shrugged. Come over next Sunday, then. Really? Yeah, sure. Why? I don't know, Stiles said. I just picture you living in, like, the back cave or something. Derek rolled his eyes. Completely normal apartment. Sorry to disappoint. I'm gonna make you be such a good host. Fine, but you better bring the beer. Deal, he said with a yawn.
What you got going on this week?
Nothing special. Training, reading for class, the usual.
Why, you want to do something?
Styles said, smirking. Is once a week not enough? Derek sighed.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. You got something in mind?
Batting cages?
He asked, and he grinned when Styles' eyes lit up. Seriously?
Yeah, sure. You said before that you liked to go.
But how much time do you actually spend in batting cages? You're a pitcher.
Not that much, Derek admitted. But I still have to do it, and I've kind of been slacking off.
That'd be awesome. When? Derek tipped his head back, thinking about his workout schedule for the week.
How about Wednesday, late afternoon?
Yeah, Styles said, nodding. That should work. I have a meeting at 2, but I should be back by 4.
Then it's a plan, Derek said, getting to his feet a little too quickly in an attempt to cover up his near misspeak.
You sure you're good to go, dude?
Derek smiled. Yeah, I'm sure. Thanks.
Derek shifted into park in front of Styles' house and honked. He didn't have to wait long before Styles, in a short-sleeved shirt and basketball shorts, was outside, locking his front door and jogging down the walkway towards the car.
Nice Under Armour, he said, once Styles was inside, and he laughed.
Yeah, well, I have inside connections, you see. And thanks for picking me up, dude, he said, and Derek shrugged.
It was on the way.
You're so sweet, Styles deadpanned, then ran his hand over the dash. All right, this is a pretty badass car. Derek made a careful left-hand turn at the end of Styles' street and headed toward the highway.
It was the only thing I bought with my signing bonus.
That's a pretty small percentage of $6 million. Derek coughed a little in surprise and raised his eyebrows at Styles behind his sunglasses.
I thought you said you didn't Google me.
Actually, I said that I did a little bit. Gotta work on your listening comprehension there, buddy. Derek rolled his eyes. He didn't really like talking about money, for various uncomfortable reasons, but Styles didn't seem to care at all. Plus, Derek got the impression that, with how successful his books were, he wasn't exactly hurting for cash. They hit traffic on the 101, surprise, surprise, and Styles groaned as they glided to a stop. Man, sometimes I hate LA.
Yeah, tell me about it, he said, grimacing, and Styles laughed.
Are you happy you ended up here?
Not that you had much of a choice, that is.
Derek hummed.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's unfortunate that my mom and sister live all the way in New York, but I was used to LA after college, and Erica lives here, obviously. And I'm glad I ended up with the Dodgers. They really wanted me, and it's a good team, better than the other ones who could have drafted me.
I'm gonna take some offense to that, Styles said, holding up a hand, because I'm pretty sure the Mets had, like, the 8th pick that year, I think. You could have been a Met. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, but
Derek cut himself off with a cough. It probably wasn't a good idea to say, but then I probably wouldn't have met you.
What about you? Why'd you move here?
Styles paused. He folded one leg underneath himself and twisted to face Derek, leaning back against the door. Promise you won't tell anyone? Derek frowned, but he nodded.
Yeah, of course.
So, no one knows this, Styles started, licking his lips, because I didn't want to jinx it, but there's interest in turning my books into a series of movies.
Wow, really?
Derek said, taking his attention away from the stop-and-go traffic to stare at Styles for a second.
That's amazing.
Styles ducked his head, but he was smiling. Yeah. I went to college in New York, right? But afterwards, I didn't really know where I wanted to live. I had an apartment there, but I also spent a lot of time back in Beacon Hills with my dad. I was lucky that because I was writing, I could pretty much live anywhere. But then I was flying here all the time for meetings and stuff, and so my agent suggested moving out here, if I wanted to. It's getting pretty close. There are a few production companies in some kind of bidding war.
Holy shit.
Styles laughed, rubbing one hand down his face.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's pretty common to sell the film rights to your book, but those rarely get made into actual movies.
I haven't done that, though. And right now, there are several people that actually want to greenlight the movie, apparently. I don't really know. My agent handles all the details.
That's so cool. Are you going to write the screenplay?
He asked, And Stiles nodded. Hopefully, anyway, that's the plan.
Wow, Derek said again. That's really impressive. Was that what your meeting today was for?
Yeah, he said with a little laugh. Well, it was with my agent. She's completely ruthless. It's amazing. I'm half in love with her and half terrified of her.
Interesting combination. Maybe don't let her meet my sister.
Stiles laughed. Laura, right? So I'm guessing she's intense?
Yeah. She's a workaholic lawyer, and she takes way too much interest in meddling in my life. She's great, though, when she's not being annoying as hell.
Stiles sighed, sounding a little wistful. Sometimes I wish I had a sibling.
Derek snorted. Anytime you think that, let me know, and I'll tell you horror stories.
He finally pulled off the highway, and Stiles sat up a little straighter, looking around.
Okay, you didn't mention that we were going to the batting cages at Dodger Stadium. Where else would I go?
I didn't think it through, Stiles yelped. I'm wearing a Mets hat.
Derek smirked. Yeah, you should probably take that off. They might not let you through the door. There's an extra Dodgers hat in the back.
Oh, you asshole, Stiles said, grumbling as he took off his hat and ran his hand through his hair. You totally planned this.
I admit nothing.
Stiles braced one hand on Derek's shoulder as he twisted around to reach into the back seat, and he plopped the Dodger's hat on his head with a frown.
This feels sacrilegious. You look fine. Relax.
Derek parked in the player's lot and led Stiles through the building, nodding at and saying hi to the various people he knew.
That was Reggie Suarez, Stiles hissed after they passed by the locker room, and Derek bit back a laugh.
Yes, I'm aware, he whispered back. He's my teammate.
There's way more back here than I thought, Stiles said, craning his neck as they passed a hallway of offices.
I'll give you a tour sometime, Derek said absently. He led them all the way to the end of one of the corridors where the batting cages were. They were empty except for Danny, who was taking off his batting gloves and tossing them in his bag.
Hey, buddy, Danny said with a grin, and Derek nodded back.
Hey, Danny, this is my friend Stiles. Stiles, Danny Mahealani. He plays third base, Stiles finished, leaning forward to shake Danny's hand when he offered it.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, same, he said, flashing the famous Danny dimples. Stiles crossed his arms over his chest and then thwapped Derek on the chest with the back of his one hand.
So what's a dork like you doing hanging around all these cool dudes?
Danny laughed.
I like this kid, he said.
Stiles looked very proud of himself, and Derek rolled his eyes. Danny slung his bag over his shoulder and waved, Bye, guys. See you around, Stiles. Derek dropped his own bag on the ground and rummaged through it for a bat and a pair of batting gloves, which he handed to Stiles.
Do you need the tea? He asked, with a straight face,
and Stiles punched him in the shoulder.
Shut up, you ass. I bet I can hit better than you, he said.
Derek just stared at him, tilting his head, and Stiles made a face.
Okay, maybe not. Shut up.
You said that already, Derek said, as he turned on the pitching machine.
Yeah, well, I really meant it.
The balls started coming automatically, and Stiles yelped.
Be careful, Derek said, yanking him backward. Rule number one, don't get hit by the ball.
Aw, he said, feigning happiness with his hand on his heart.
You do care.
I don't feel like going to the ER, Derek corrected, and Stiles rolled his eyes.
Okay, here we go, he said,
swinging the bat over his shoulder and getting into position. He paused and let one ball go by, then twisted to look at Derek.
You're staring at me.
What else am I supposed to do? Would you like me to turn around? He said dryly, and he couldn't hold back a snort when Stiles nodded emphatically.
Yes, please. I mean, I'm going to embarrass myself nonetheless, but might as well delay the inevitable a little bit.
I'm not going to turn around, just hit the damn ball.
Stiles huffed, but he obediently turned back to the plate.
He hit each of the next five balls pretty solidly, and Derek was impressed.
You're not bad, he admitted, and Stiles snorted.
Wow, such high praise, he said, hitting the next one with a nice crack.
Really, your stance is fine. Try keeping your back elbow a little higher, he suggested, and Stiles listened, biting his lip in concentration.
He hit several more, then stepped back and undid the Velcro on his gloves.
Okay, big guy, show us how the professionals do it.
I'm not a professional at this, Derek reminded him, taking the proffered bat. Far from it. He took a deep breath and settled into his stance. It took him a little while to get used to the crack of the wood bats instead of the ping from the metal bats they used in college, but by now he was used to the different feel. "You're pretty good," Stiles said frankly, and Derek didn't try to hit the next ball harder. He didn't. "Have you ever hit a home run? In the majors, I mean?" "Not yet," Derek admitted. "I was a decent hitter in college, but now there's just no time to practice. I hit a couple in the minors, though." "Plus, they probably never give you the chance to actually swing," Stiles said, and Derek nodded.
"Yeah, only when the bases are empty. Otherwise, I'm bunting," he said.
Anytime there were runners on base when it was his turn to bat, Derek was supposed to intentionally put the ball in play right in front of the plate, letting the other runners advance while he got thrown out. The coaches tended not to trust the pitchers to do anything of actual importance with the bats in their hands, which was probably a smart decision. Bunting was what he was supposed to be working on, so he switched to that, trying to get the ball to go in different directions. "Bunting is boring," Stiles announced after a few minutes, and Derek snorted.
"Yeah, no shit," he said, stepping back. "You should try, though. It's harder than it looks."
"Okay, okay," he said, as they switched places. He got into his normal stance and then froze. "Oh, God, I have no idea how to do this." Derek laughed and tugged at the back of Stiles' shirt to pull him away from the line of balls coming out of the pitching machine. "Don't worry about the whole swing like I do. Just hold the bat like this," he said, adjusting Stiles' position so that he was crouched down and holding the bat in front of him. "Keep the bat tilted up, not horizontal, and be careful with your top hand." Stiles kept the position as he inched forward back to the plate, but he completely missed the first ball he tried to hit. "That was fantastic," Derek said, laughing, and Stiles glared at him. But his deadpan face broke after a second, and he was laughing too, as he got set to try again. "Try to hit the ball with the top part of the bat, not the sweet spot like you normally would." Stiles got it this time, successfully tapping the ball about 18 inches in front of him, and he lifted both arms over his head with a triumphant cry. "Yes! Now I can do it! I can be a pro ball player!"
"Yeah, okay," Derek said dryly. "Try to do it again."
Stiles gripped the bat hard, the ropey muscles of his forearms standing out in stark relief, and Derek clenched his eyes shut. He had watched literally hundreds of other guys play baseball before, and he'd never given any of them a second look, let alone admired their forearms. What the fuck? He moved behind Stiles instead, but then he was immediately distracted by the curve of his ass in those basketball shorts and the bunching of his calf muscles as he swung. Derek sighed and lifted his gaze. No place was safe. Fuck. Finally, once Stiles was complaining about tired arms and Derek was satisfied with his progress for the day, they packed up and left. "You hungry?" Stiles asked as they walked back to the car. "Want to grab some dinner?"
"Yeah, sure," he said, dropping his bag in the trunk. "There's a pretty good taco place not far from here. You want to go there?"
"Awesome." They arrived at the restaurant right in the middle of the dinner rush, but since it was a weekday, they were still able to sneak into a back corner table, small enough that their knees knocked under the table. The waiter showed up quickly, and Derek let Stiles order first while he quickly skimmed the menu. Derek said, trying to make a decision. "I'll have the pescado calabacitas and tinga del pollo. Thanks." "Do you speak Spanish?" Stiles asked after the waiter had left. "You have a good accent." Derek shrugged. "I took it in high school and then a little bit in college. Plus, there are lots of baseball players who speak Spanish, obviously. I'm not anywhere close to fluent or anything, but I can have a passable conversation. Especially if it's about baseball," he said, and Stiles laughed. "I'm terrible with languages. Well," he amended, "except English. I'm pretty good with that, I guess." "Did you always want to be a writer?" Derek asked, and then sucked down a good half of his water glass. Stiles nodded. "Yeah. Even when I was a little kid, I was always writing. Just dumb stories. I'm sure my dad has them saved somewhere, unfortunately. I wrote the first book in the series when I was in college, just in my free time, and I was lucky enough to know somebody who knew an editor." "It's not luck if it's good," Derek reminded him, and Stiles rolled his eyes, though there was a slight blush staining his cheeks. He looked like he was about to say something, but then he shut his mouth and jerked his chin. "You've got a fan approaching. 2 o'clock, he said lowly, and Derek winced. Unfortunately, there were some disadvantages to going out to dinner right by Dodger Stadium. He liked the fans and was genuinely appreciative that they were supportive, but he had no idea what to say to them, usually, and tended to get uncomfortable when they fawned over him. So he pasted on a smile and twisted in his seat just as a young girl was walking up to their table. She was maybe 15 or 16, clutching a Dodgers hat in her hand. "Hi," she whispered. "You're Derek Hale, aren't you?"
"Yeah."
"I'm so sorry," she started. "I would never do this, but you're my favorite player. I have your jersey, actually, and..."
"It's fine," he interrupted, softening his smile. "Totally fine. Would you like me to sign your hat?"
"Yeah," she said sheepishly, holding it out, along with a black marker. "Thank you."
"No problem," Derek said as he signed the brim.
"Good luck this season," she said, smiling genuinely when he handed it back, and he smiled back.
"Thanks."
Their plates had arrived while he was talking to the girl, and Derek turned eagerly back to his food. He was starving, and it smelled really good.
"I wonder why you're her favorite," Styles said, his eyes wide in mock surprise, and Derek rolled his eyes. "Shut up," he said, kicking Styles' shin under the table. "Just eat your food."
Derek regretted saying that almost immediately when Styles dug into his taco with a fairly pornographic moan and then licked at a drip of salsa that was sliding down his arm. Jesus Christ. Derek sighed and started to eat his own food, keeping all inappropriate noises inside his mouth where they belonged. The tacos were delicious, and it was silent for a few minutes as they ate.
"Did you play baseball in high school?" Derek asked finally. "You have a decent swing."
Styles shook his head. "Nah, I mean, I played T-ball and a little league or whatever when I was a kid. But then baseball was kind of my mom and I's thing, you know. After she died, I didn't really want to play anymore. It actually took me like a year to even be able to watch a game on TV." Derek didn't know what to say. "I'm sorry," he offered, and Styles gave him a sad smile with a little shrug. "You know how it is. But I played lacrosse in high school. Much less cool," he said with a smirk, and Derek chuckled. "My friends and I would go to the batting cages in college sometimes, just for fun. Anyway, tell me something about your dad. Were you guys close?" Derek nodded and took another bite while he thought about it.
"Yeah, definitely. He really loved gardening. We had a huge garden in the backyard, all different kinds of flowers and vegetables and stuff. I only have an apartment now, obviously, but eventually I want a house with a garden."
"That's cool," Styles said, smiling genuinely as he wiped his hands and mouth with a wad of napkins. "Holy fuck, that was good. We're gonna have to come back here." Derek didn't disagree. The waiter dropped the bill on the table a few minutes later, and Derek reached for it immediately, lifting his hips so he could fish out his wallet from his pocket.
This is awkward, right? But you don't have to pay, you know," Styles said, fiddling with his water glass. "That's not why we're friends or whatever."
Derek busied himself by counting out cash from his wallet, including a nice tip.
"I know," he said finally. "You can get the next one."
"Deal," Styles said, looking relieved. The drive back was mostly quiet, even with Styles fiddling with the radio and changing the station every 2 minutes. They avoided the worst of the traffic somehow, and it seemed way too soon when Derek coasted to a stop in front of Styles' house. Styles was still wearing the Dodgers hat as he got out of the car, and Derek didn't have the heart to remind him that his Mets hat was in the back seat.
"Thanks, buddy," Styles said, bracing one hand on the top of the car and crouching down a little to see through the window. "See you Sunday?"
"Yeah, I'll text you the address." Styles gave him an awkward finger gun gesture, and Derek snorted in spite of himself. It was too dark to see very well, but Derek could still track Styles' familiar silhouette as he made his way up the front walk and into the house. He sighed and leaned back against the headrest, closing his eyes. This was becoming a problem. Derek spent 90 minutes cleaning his apartment on Sunday afternoon, and he put a little more thought than normal into picking out his shirt. Not that any of it mattered, because this wasn't a date, just their regular Sunday night hangout, no big deal. Still, his heart jumped when there was a knock at the door, and he hastily wiped his hands on a kitchen towel. He forced himself to walk slowly towards the door, then opened it.
"Hi."
"Hey," Styles said, grinning. "Pretty fancy building. Your doorman had to let me up." Derek rolled his eyes at him and reached for the six-pack that he was holding out. "Wait, why are your hands all flowery?" Styles asked suspiciously. not waiting for a response before he pushed past into the apartment. Derek blinked.
Come on in, he said to the now empty doorway, and Stiles laughed at him from the kitchen.
Derek followed him and set the six-pack on the kitchen island. While on one hand I'm sad that you didn't make nachos because nachos are totally our thing, I'm too distracted by the fact that you're apparently making homemade pizza, he said, pointing accusingly at the dough on the counter and already looking way too at home in Derek's kitchen.
It's a lot easier than it seems, Derek said, but Stiles just scoffed at him.
So you play baseball and you can cook? He asked, hopping up on the counter and leaning back against the cabinet dramatically.
Be still, my heart.
Derek sighed. I can cook a couple of things, he clarified. Homemade pizza just happens to be one of them.
How the hell did that happen? Stiles asked, reaching for the freshly grated mozzarella cheese in the little bowl before Derek swatted his hand away.
One of my college teammates, his family owned a pizza place, he said as he picked up the rolling pin again.
Can you throw it up in the air?
No, Derek said glumly, and Stiles laughed.
So I take it you've tried?
It's not as easy as it looks, he protested, and Stiles slid down from the counter with a grin.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Not at the moment, no.
Then I'm going to go snoop around to your apartment, Stiles said over his shoulder, and Derek rolled his eyes.
Now he was glad he cleaned the bedrooms, though, just in case Stiles poked his head in there.
Derek tried not to think about Stiles judging his apartment while he finished rolling out the pizzas and laying them out carefully on the baking sheets.
I like your place, Stiles said, wandering back into the kitchen once he was evidently done with his snooping. Much less bat cave than I was expecting.
Thanks, I like it too.
He found the apartment a little under a year ago, once the Dodgers told him that he'd likely spend the entire year with the big league team and not get bounced around to the various minor leagues in different cities. It was spacious, but not too big. And since he let Laura and his mom decorate it, he really didn't have an opinion on interior design anyway, and he was busy with the season starting by then. It was full of cozy furniture and warm, neutral colors.
So what kind of pizzas are we having?
Stiles asked, and Derek gestured toward the setup of ingredients on the island.
Make your own.
Okay, this is amazing, Stiles said as he pushed up his sleeves and went over to the sink to wash his hands. I think we have to have dinners at your place every week now, if you're going to cook for me like this.
Derek huffed. Shut up and make your damn pizza.
Derek stuck to the classic sausage with green peppers and mushrooms, while Stiles added every single ingredient to his pizza. Derek winced at the thought of some of the combinations. Olives and pineapple. Yuck. But Stiles seemed pretty excited about it, and they managed without starting an actual food fight. But that was only because Derek didn't retaliate when Stiles threw a piece of pepperoni at him. While Derek set the pizzas into the oven, Stiles poked around the kitchen. His gaze landed on a jar next to the fridge, and his eyes lit up.
Oh my god, you bake?
He asked, opening the glass container, and Derek flushed. They're just peanut butter cookies. My mom loved to bake, Stiles said, his face falling a little. But I never really got to learn from her. I was too young.
This was my mom's recipe, which came from her mom, I think. I can show you sometime.
Can I have one?
Sure.
You can't yell at me for eating dessert before I eat dinner, because I'm a grown-up, he said, the words muffled through a mouthful of cookie crumbs.
Holy shit, these are delicious.
Stiles rummaged through a drawer for the bottle opener while Derek went back into his bedroom. He came back with the Mets cap, which he plopped on Stiles' head as he passed.
My hat, he said delightedly, looking up at Derek from underneath the brim. I knew you stole it.
Couldn't resist, Derek said dryly. I'll use it to stay incognito when I go around town.
That's actually a good idea. You should do that.
Derek snorted. Yeah, right. The Mets suck. Stiles puffed up and looked like he was about to protest, but thankfully the ding of the oven timer distracted him. There were just a few minutes before Game of Thrones was supposed to start, so Derek quickly sliced up the pizzas and brought them into the living room, Stiles following with drinks and napkins and plates. Derek had to shush Stiles for moaning and groaning during the theme song. Derek really loved the title sequence and didn't like it when it was interrupted, but he was happy that Stiles apparently liked the pizza. He refused to try Stiles' terrible concoction, but he reluctantly handed over one of his own slices anyway. They paused HBO once the show was over to clean up, and Stiles insisted on taking the dishes to the dishwasher, at least. He came back with bulging cheeks and a bright grin, smelling suspiciously of peanut butter. Before Derek pressed play on the next show, he rubbed a hand over his mouth and tried to look natural. "Can I, ask you a question?" Stiles swallowed and nodded. "Sure." "How old were you when you realized you were gay?" He hummed, though to his credit, he didn't show any outward surprise at the question. 12, 13, maybe? About the time that all the other guys started talking about girls and how hot they were, and I just did not get it. "Why, do you like dudes?" he asked, grinning, and Derek hesitated. He had a split second to decide whether to laugh it off or not, but his pause was long enough for Stiles to gasp. "Holy shit, man, I was joking. I mean, not that it's a joke, obviously, but I..." Stiles cut himself off with a groan and dropped his head into his hands. "Wow, I am doing a super bad job at this. That was not meant as an attempt to, you know, coerce you, Stiles," Derek interrupted. "It's fine. Calm down." "It's not fine," he said shrilly. "Sexuality is a serious thing, and I basically just, like, forced you to tell me..." "I haven't actually told you anything," Derek interrupted again, and Stiles visibly relaxed. But something must have been showing on Derek's face, because just a few seconds later, Stiles froze. "Holy shit, you like dudes." Derek hesitated. "I don't know." Stiles opened his mouth and then closed it again. "Okay, forgive me, because this will sound insensitive, and feel free to tell me to shove it, but how can you not know?" Actually, as Derek sat there looking at Stiles' broad, loose-limbed sprawl and the curve of his bicep under the sleeve of his shirt, he was pretty sure he did know. Not that he was going to say that. It's complicated," he said finally. "Maybe I'll tell you the whole story sometime." Stiles nodded immediately. "Anytime, man. But you can't... Please don't tell anyone." Stiles rolled his eyes. "No," he drawled. "I'm compiling my notes for my Derek Hale tell-all. My publisher's really excited about it." Derek huffed and shoved at his shoulder, making Stiles topple over onto his side on the couch, laughing. "You're such an ass." "Of course I won't tell anyone, Derek. Come on," Stiles said, shifting onto his back and stretching out with his feet in Derek's lap. Derek raised an eyebrow but didn't dislodge them. "Now can you please unpause it? I'm glad we stopped for your very touching partial coming out moment, but I'd like to watch Veep before I fall asleep right here on your very comfortable couch." Derek made a show of rolling his eyes as he reached for the remote, but Stiles was smiling softly at him, and he knew that he was just joking. In all honesty, he was glad that Stiles wasn't making a big deal about it. Stiles managed to stay awake for the next half hour, but he was yawning and turning his face into the pillow by the time it was over. As much as Derek enjoyed the sight of sleepy Stiles on his couch, he leaned forward to turn off the TV and jostled Stiles' legs a little as he did. "I'm leaving for Arizona on Tuesday," he said, and Stiles' face fell. "Oh, right. Shit, I totally forgot. Spring training," he said. The equivalent of preseason for baseball. The tradition of spring training in the South started so that the Northern teams could get outdoor practice time before the season started. But now all the teams participated, even warm-weather ones like the Dodgers, and either went to Arizona or Florida. "And you're going to be gone a while, right?" He nodded. "6 weeks. Stiles sat up and picked at a thread on his jeans. "Eric and I were talking about it the other day, actually." "Oh, yeah?" Derek asked, trying not to look too excited. Erica had come to visit them in Arizona each of the previous 2 years, and if she was talking to Stiles about it, then maybe... "Yeah, she already has her trip planned for the second weekend of March, I think. She asked if I wanted to come with her." "You definitely should," Derek said, probably failing at his don't look too excited plan, but Stiles' eyes brightened. "Really? I went to Florida once to see the Mets, but I've never been to Arizona. Ever, actually." Derek cleared his throat. "Yeah, and if you, I rent a condo there, and it has a second bedroom. If you don't want to bother with a hotel, I mean, you could stay with me." That sounded way more awkward than he was intending, but Stiles was grinning. "Yeah, sure, that'd be great, thanks." Could you, do me one other favor? Derek asked, moving Styles' feet off his lap so he could stand up. Styles followed suit and stretched, nodding. Since I'm gonna be gone for a while, would you mind just coming over every couple weeks to air the place out and, I don't know, make sure nothing terrible has happened? And water your plants, Styles said, his eyes twinkling as he jerked his chin over to the cluster of succulents in the window, and Derek huffed. It's good that they don't need much water because we are in a drought. Just give them a little bit of water if the soil looks really dry. Of course I can do that, no problem. I can pay you, Derek offered, but Styles just gave him an exasperated look. Yeah, right. We're friends, and friends do this kind of stuff for each other. It's no big deal, seriously. Well, thanks, Derek said, holding out a single key on a ring. Styles took it, and their fingers brushed for a split second. I appreciate it.